So wonderful. Also the young people and Geert. Yes, thank you, Father in heaven, that Geert, Kira, and Yuda has been prepared to share from your word. And I want to bless you with the fullness of God's Spirit, that you may know that God will speak through you and work through you, that what he has already done in preparation, that everything that you prepared, that you will be able to share that openly in front of the congregation, that you get to share your heart so that it will be for edification of the church. In Jesus' name, amen. Evelyn, where are you? I want to thank you for the songs that you've chosen. And I actually don't have to preach anymore, because all the songs that you searched out are all already woven into what I want to say in my sermon. So I brought my guitar, and that's for me quite a beautiful instrument, a special instrument. A lot of years ago, I found this guitar, but I will share about that later. And I want to take you along into the parts of the guitar, because it's a really beautiful instrument and special. Let me check what I've written down. There will be a couple things on the guitar. It's like the head of the guitar with the tuners. And then you can adjust the strings on the guitar. And then you got the neck, the neck of the guitar. And that's so that the snares are like, they will glide over it. And then you got a little bit of the small part of the neck that will give some assurance to the rest of that part. And then we also got some other things. I don't know exactly all the things, but he will show you. It's like those little things on top of it. That you can, and then if you adjust between them, you get different tunes, different notes, different chords. And when you do that together, there's like a harmony. Then we have like a three, like two chords. Then you have like beautiful sounding chords. And then you got the body here. It's like the body. And that's where the sound will come out of. And then you got a bridge, where all the strings come together. And there's a part where the sound, what will transfer the sound into the body, and then it will come out of the hole again. And I think it's so wonderful that when in the Bible, there are things that Jesus speaks about, like when Jesus speaks about the body, the guitar is like a body. If this is not properly in tune together, then you get really horrible sounds. And when it doesn't come together, it cannot do its job. When there's something wrong with the guitar, it will not do its job. And if we think in church that I'm not important enough, if you don't have any snares, it's not gonna, like, nothing's gonna happen. Then you have no sound. But if the neck is gone, or if the head is gone, or if you cannot adjust the strings, then again, you get a really strange sound, and you don't want that. And if there's no body, then you cannot like project the sound into the world. And the snares are like the feeling. It's like the mouth. It's like what speaks. What you speak to other people. And you can speak wonderful words, but you can also speak horrible words. But then we need to make sure that we speak the right words to each other, because words have power. And sometimes it's like you're out of tune, or you don't feel well. And they are like, what is that? All of that. But then we need to tune again on the head. We need to adjust and God also always wants to adjust us, to make us in tune again, so that we get to speak His words and to learn what His will is for our lives. But when a string gets broken, it's really sad because it cannot do its job anymore. And it's also in the church. We all are really important, even though we're different. You can never say that you're not important. Because if we have three snares for a chord, like a guitar only needs three chords or three strings. But that's strange if we say that we only need three. It's because it's not enough. Because if you have more snares, it will become more full. And as a congregation, we get to be full in this congregation, full in the world. And for example, if those in-between parts are not there, you won't get a good harmony. As a congregation, we also need to take care that together we're in harmony. And it doesn't mean that we agree on everything, but we do want to keep talking to each other, because somebody thinks this way, another person thinks that way, and that's not wrong, but we shouldn't start arguing about it, because God has given us to each other as a congregation. And when you have been born into a family, you don't say to your brother or sister, I don't need you. You're part of a family, so we just have to deal with each other, and we need to help each other where we can. And then also with this guitar, I took it out of a container, out of the trash. And then you're like, out of the trash? I was like, yeah, the hals was broken, the neck was broken. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to take it out of the trash. And then I fixed it. I glued it and took care of it. And sometimes there's a scar that remains. And you can see that on the back of my guitar, there's a scar where it was broken, where I glued it together. But now it gives support to each other again. So even though there's a scar, and sometimes you might feel as a person that you have been thrown away. Because some people have literally been thrown away, like as little children or as babies who got adopted or who has been thrown away. Maybe in the Netherlands it's less than in other countries. But some people have been literally thrown away. But you are important to God wherever on the world you are. You matter. And sometimes you might think, you actually get damaged by other people and you have scars. But God is different. God says to you, you are loved. You're treasured. And you matter. And the devil says, you're not important, you don't matter, you are not getting acknowledged. But those are all lies. And this neck of the guitar was broken. And sometimes you lost friends, or maybe you've been deserted, or there were lies spoken to you, but God wants to restore you. He gives you a new chance. And the part of the neck, what I was talking about, sometimes where a part was broken off, maybe it was visible, but also in our lives, we often have scars. And sometimes they stay visible, and sometimes they get all recovered, but still God always restores. Sometimes physical, sometimes mental or spiritual. But what I want to say, in other words, we must take care that we stay and remain with Jesus, and that we get to receive the good things of Jesus. And I also had something myself, a testimony. I have often been rejected in my family. I always always liked classical music. I didn't. And sometimes you don't feel like you're part of the family. And sometimes the feeling is not always true, but it's still your feeling, and you think that you're not part of the family. Or when you're like, I'm not perfect enough. I often thought of that. I'm just not perfect enough. I don't matter. And I often had negative thoughts about myself. And also in school, it often was like I wasn't good in learning, and then you feel less than the rest of the class. But if God wasn't with me, I probably wouldn't have been alive, because I've often had suicidal thoughts in my younger years. And I think the youth has that too. But we get to know that God will always go with us, and He will never, never let you go. And that's why I say, look in the mirror and tell yourself, you are loved, you're beautiful, you're treasured, you're worthy. And maybe the world is against you, and that they say you're ugly or something else, but God says, you are beautiful. I made you. I woven you together in your mother's womb, and I want you to be here because I created you. You matter. So with other words, look at Jesus and always trust on Him, because then it will all be okay. Thank you.